The Little Things, written by Gail Wrights, read by Raven. Summary. In the happier days, Aram Draper was Ozorn's best friend and lover. Numair is still a man of his word. Gods, your hair is beautiful, Ozorn breathed into a young Aram's ear. The two of them twined around each other in bed. Aram blushed. It's just hair. It does what it wants. You're the one with the gorgeous, elaborate hairdo. He idly toyed with one of the many, many beads in Ozorn's hair for emphasis. If I had hair as good as yours, I wouldn't keep it braided all the time, Ozorn countered. Promise me you'll never cut it. That's not really sustainable, Aram mumbled, blushing more. Eventually, it'd start getting seriously in the way. Ozorn considered this. Then let me decide when to cut it. We can't make any public commitment, but you and I both know that your long, beautiful hair is because you're mine. Aram's assent was quickly followed with an eager kiss. Aram, it's good to see you, Varys told him warmly, once they were in the relative privacy of his room. She flicked bits of magic at the walls, soundproofing the room so they could talk candidly. I never thought I'd see you again. Aram, now Numair, a decade older, smiled tiredly at her. I never thought I'd see you either. I was surprised that Ozorn was willing to pardon me. He always hated his toys getting away. You weren't just a toy to him. You know that, Varys insisted. Do I? He certainly tossed me aside the minute I got in the way of what he wanted. Numair brushed his long hair out of his eyes tiredly. Varys stared at his hair for a moment. You know how he felt about Siraj? You shouldn't have tried to stop him so dramatically. You know, your hair's grown a lot. Didn't he have it shaved off when you were arrested? Numair sighed. He did, but I like it long. Varys wasn't fooled. He liked it long. Oh, Aram. He blushed. I suppose it's my way of being true to the man he was, before all of... He gestured around to indicate the general state of the palace. This. He was a good man, once. Varys, still loyal to Ozorn, said nothing for a long moment. You deserve better, she told him finally. So did he. Numair smiled crookedly. The end. Thank you for listening.